Our guest at the cafe this morning is the superintendent at Cooper Lake State Park, Steve Killian. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Yes, sir. I guess it's a great time to be out at Cooper Lake State Park.
Oh, it's glorious. I was up with the sunrise this morning, and it was unbelievable with the rising sun over the lake.
Yeah.
The birds chirping. It's the perfect time. I mean, the temperature was in the 50s. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is camping weather.
Yeah, it is. Once the storms passed out of the area here early this week, it's been beautiful. I look at your Facebook page, of course. I've seen some lovely bluebonnet photos. We're getting kind of past the peak of bluebonnet somewhat, aren't we? But you have other wildflowers that are blooming?
Oh, we have other wildflowers that are blooming. We still have bluebonnets, especially at Doctor's Creek, because we had a prescribed fire there last year. We burned over some prairie areas, and they have just flushed with an array of multiple species, bluebonnets, Indian paintbrush, some irises. It's beautiful. If you get a chance over the next few days, make a visit to Doctor's Creek and bring your camera. There's a lot of beautiful flowers there at Doctor's Creek. So we have a nice section of bluebonnets, but really we have an array of other Northeast Texas flowers as well.
Yeah.
So come out and see us.
But even after a burn, they will come back in.
Most of our plants in this area, the ecology is based on fire. So so fire is a good thing for most of our plants.
Well, and I wanted to mention you had a video. Actually, you had a controlled burn there recently.
Yeah, now that was at the South Sulphur Unit, and I was part of that, and we burned several hundred acres of our hardwood forest lands, and that was the prescription for a healthy forest. It removes some of the underbrush, and it creates more of a natural habitat for the plants and animals. So when you come out to the South Sulphur Unit, you'll see evidence of a wildfire, especially a prescribed fire, not a wildfire, prescribed fire around park headquarters and our main day use area. So that was done on purpose to improve the natural resources here at the park.
Yeah. So we're talking with Steve Killian, and Steve is the superintendent at Cooper Lake State Park. Beautiful time at the park here in early May. I saw a post there on your Facebook page, Steve, and it had to do with junior rangers, and had a photograph of some kids that have become junior rangers. What's that about?
Oh, that's exciting. We have booklets that we give the kids when they come out, especially when they're camping, when they have a day and a half to complete their workbook. They have to learn about plants and animals. They have to memorize an oath. They have to take pictures of certain things. They have to, we ask them questions and they answer them. And then when they pass, we give them a little badge. And they're stewards of Cooper Lake State Park and the rest of our great state park system. So we're building individuals who will protect our beautiful parks and wildlands for future generations. So that's something that's really important for me. The Junior Ranger program is great.
Is there anything that is scheduled for that, or is it just as kids happen to come in with their parents?
As kids come in, our rangers here at park headquarters will ask them if they want to participate.
I see.
Then if they do, we'll give the parents and the kids the booklets, and then at the end of their stay, usually on Saturdays or Sundays, they will come back, and then we will go forth with the program and give them the badge.
Well, good. I see that you have some jobs that you're advertising.
Yes. If you ever thought about working in a beautiful environment, especially for teachers, now the one job is not yet posted, but we're looking for educators, especially in the sciences and history, that want to have an outdoor classroom. And that would be the outdoor classroom here at the South Sulphur Unit at Doctor's Creek. It's our park ranger interpreter position that's been on hold for about 18 months because of COVID, and we hope that that's going to be released within the next 1 to 3 months. So if you're interested in making Cooper Lake State Park your outdoor classroom, then go to our jobs page on the Texas Parks and Wildlife post, and then look for that. That's a great job. And we also have a park ranger, maintenance ranger position at the South Sulphur Unit, specifically in maintenance and safety. So that job's currently posted, and our interpreter position will soon be posted.
Okay. So, all right. So good. Those are some good opportunities there. Well, you say that the lake is full now?
Oh, the lake is full. We're about a foot over pool. Mm-hmm. But what that means is we're going to have a great summer season. I mean, we're right at the point that the brave souls out there are actually beginning to swim a little. So a little too cool for me.
Yeah.
But June is our big month for swimming, and we have a sandy beach at the South Silver.
Yeah.
Side, and then Doctor's Creek, they'll be adding sand to their beach very soon. They have a great swimming area. So swimming season's almost here. Lake's full, boating, jet skiing, and the like. It's just a great place here at Cooper Lake.
And you said the fishing is
Fishing. Reports of large crappie being caught along the banks.
Okay.
We're actually feeding catfish now at the South Sulphur Unit and at Doctor's Creek, which means we're drawing the catfish in for the bank fishermen.
Well, sounds good, Steve. So definitely a good time to visit.
Good time to visit, and my staff's ready to welcome you.
All right. Steve Kelly, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over the
phone
line. Steve is the superintendent at Cooper Lake State Park, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.